This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us toll free. We'll give you the numbers, the Skype username as well. You can bring up anything that you want with you in the studio. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
Of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Lots of features there, and they're all completely free for you. You get to create the content right there on the front page of the website. Johnson, we're going to go to start the show out tonight with a story that actually you and I both happen to be interested in. And it's from our former place of residence, Sarasota,
yep.
Florida. It's on the west coast, just south of Tampa, about an hour. Pretty big place. I mean, not as big as Tampa, but maybe like 500,000 population. Lots of old people living, of course, in Florida generally. But Sarasota is, you know, certainly a place where many people go to retire. But not everybody who retires in Sarasota is particularly wealthy.
Right.
And this story is about a 90-year-old woman, Mary Louise.
Or if you are wealthy, you won't be for very long if you're living in Sarasota.
It's true. Mary Louise Sikorsky is her name. She's lived in her house on Weber Street in Sarasota for most of her life. This is from MySunCoast.com, ABC Channel 7. And every inch of it is filled with memories. Sikorsky told ABC 7, "Our daughter started the sixth grade when we bought this house. Like most well-loved things, the house has seen its share of wear and tear, which is why 2 years ago, her next-door neighbors contacted the city asking for some repairs. The city found several code violations at Ms. Sikorsky's home. Since then, she's racked up massive fines, which she says adds up to about $150,000. That's, you can buy a house for that much money.
You know, I wonder how... if this whole sort of, it seems to me to be recent, but I don't really know. And if there are older folks who know, I'd love to hear calls, but, about this sort of, gentrification of an area outpacing the people that live there. It seems to me that in the past, you know, it was more common that somebody would be able to live in their home until they die. You know, like it would be something that would just happen. You could build a house and you could live in an area and it wouldn't be that, you know, the taxes and the whatever else in the area would outpace whatever income that that person was making off of their savings or off of, you know, whatever, so that they could stay where they were living. And it seems like now it's much more often that people are... priced out of a market and priced out of an area because of whatever, you know, government gentrification program that's going on in the area to, you know, get out the lower income or
so whatever. She's got $1,000 a month coming in. So what you're saying is
she's got a fixed income.
Yeah.
She's poor.
So that over what you're saying is that over time the costs of living are increasing, taxes are going up, and it's driving people out who otherwise would have been able to stay in this home or
sure.
their home for X amount of time.
Right. I mean, if you own something outright, you know, it just seems like that this, what's going on now with people being forced out of their home that they've lived in their entire life seems to be more common than it ever used to be in the past. But I don't really, you know, I'm fairly young. I don't really know what the commonality of that is, but
she's,
does it seem that way to you? I mean, Am I crazy?
It's definitely true that government's taking more than they ever have.
Right.
And then when you're a lady on a fixed income and she says she's got family living on the other side of the country, there's little that she can do.
Right.
She says, "I can't see any reason why it would be condemned. It's still a good house." That's when 30-year-old Miles came into her life. He said, "I saw a situation that looked desperate. She didn't have any help, and it didn't feel right. I just couldn't walk away from it." As her neighbor... obviously, a good neighbor. There right. were the next-door neighbors who called the city on her, and that's what started the whole code enforcement thing in the first place. So Miles is one of her neighbors. He heard about her situation, began to help her with repairs around the home, sometimes putting in 16-hour days free of charge. So just out of the kindness of his heart, helping a 90-year-old right. lady who obviously, you know, she can't swing a hammer. She's brittle. She's old, elderly. Right. He's helping her out 16 hours a day. 2.5 months later, the house is vastly different. But
it doesn't matter because he's not a contractor.
Oh, you gave it away. Yep, that's what. That's the problem. The city is not satisfied, saying, and she says she's still being charged $500 a day. Which is
yeah,
still,
I didn't give away that part. Right. That's the important part.
Well, no, the important part of this is that he's not a licensed contractor. And like many cities, Sarasota requires most of this contracting work that, you know, okay, we found these problems. We think these things are wrong with your house.
Even though you repaired it, though, we're going to fine you $500 a day anyway.
Right, until what? You have a contractor come in and redo the work? A licensed one?
Yeah, does he have to redo
the work? Tear it down and then redo it?
Or do they just have to go... Okay, it's done.
Yeah, I don't know. In a statement, the city said, quote, at this point, we will continue to see that the code standards are met. There is no harassment occurring. Well, right. That's because the city believes that what they're doing isn't harassment.
Right.
They believe they're just doing their job when they go and they threaten an old lady and say, hey, you're going to be kicked out of your home because you can't pay $500 a day. You've now let these fines rack up for, you know, more than a year or whatever. This is it's easy to rack up $150,000 in fines if you just keep letting them build up.
Yeah.
And if you are to the point where you don't have the money to solve the problem yourself, doesn't sound like she does, you don't have a licensed contractor doing the repair work, this lady is up S Creek here, and the city's just acting like, well, you know, this is just how it goes.
Right.
They have no compassion.
Yeah, I'm just, in my mind here, I'm comparing government definitions of harassment versus, like, you know, like a normal person's definition of harassment. Like, the normal person's definition of what the city is doing to this old woman of harassment, fining her $500 a day, threatening to take her house, threatening to ruin her life... And they're doing this to a little old lady, right? Versus another thing that's famously kind of, you know, used as an attack on freaking activists of Derek in the past with a video camera going up to an old woman who was a crossing guard and saying, hello. Ah, it's harassment!
Right, that was called
it's harassment! Ah! Like, that's the various difference. That's, like, the where the logic level is.
Well, maybe the city's just being legalistic. I mean, the word harassment does have a very specific legal definition, and usually it has to do with if you tell someone to stop talking to you and they continue to talk to you, then that's one definition of harassment. So maybe the city's correct here. Maybe instead of harassment, it's actually extortion. this is extortion. They are threatening this old lady, and they will take this house.
Right.
They will, you know, if there's enough money owed on the house and the city determines that it's worthwhile, they'll put it through a tax sale. Or they'll put a lien on the place, and then they'll take it when she dies.
Right.
One way or the other, the people in the city are going to take this house if the hoops aren't jumped through. Miles says he won't take that as an answer, though, which is why he put up signs in her front yard spreading the word about her story. Gee, how long before they start fining her for the unapproved signage?
Right, exactly.
I mean, there's no ending to the amount of ordinances.
It sounds like this is not going to end well. I mean, she should have sold. She should have got out of Dodge. You know, on a $1,000 fixed income, you probably shouldn't be living in Sarasota. You know, that's just reality. Unfortunately, I don't, you know, it's not that I think that that's right, but it's just the smart thing to do. She should have gone to someplace with less taxes and... She should have moved.
She
should have moved out of that area. Sold the house and taken the income and used... If you have $1,000
to say that, though, Johnson, you're not sitting in a house in which you've lived for the last seven decades or whatever.
It's true.
You don't have the emotional attachment to the things and the house itself. You raised
a
family in this place.
At some point, you have to realize, I only have $1,000 a month and I'm not doing anything else to supplement my income. I'm in real danger here. And I have $100,000 or whatever, or $200,000, or in Sarasota, maybe up to $400,000 or $500,000, even if the house is falling apart and awful. She probably has a massive amount of equity there that she could use to survive off of for the rest of her life. You know, it's just, she made a very unintelligent decision, but she's old, so who knows,
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't think you're being fair here. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how bad the government really is. They don't know how stupid these ordinances are. They don't, no one's ever read them.
Yeah.
It's not like the government people even read
them. Probably, especially if you're older, you haven't realized how evil the government has become versus, you know, it's not you know, Barney Fife anymore.
So, I mean, she's just sitting there living her life, doing whatever it is that she does, and then all of a sudden some city goon comes knocking on her door with a threat.
Knocking down her door with a concrete...
Well, that won't happen.
Not yet.
In this case. That's not going to happen.
You don't think it'll happen at all? It could.
Well, that would... The only reason that would happen is if they tax sailed the house and then she refused to leave.
Right. Like I'm saying, it could happen.
Well, most people in this age bracket are pretty obedient,
yeah,
folks. They're going to do what they're told. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about this, and then you've got a related story. Why do we really even need licensing for anything at all?
Right.
This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-9372. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-9372. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-9372. That's 1-800-945-9372.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America. It gives us in the Liberty Movement an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us, now we've got Roger Ver on the side of freedom, and he's laid out an incredible challenge, and that is that Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, where Bernie gets to choose the objective moderator. And to sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, that Roger will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. That's $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. 90-year-old widow has been racking up $500 a day in fines from the city of Sarasota, Florida, a place where both you and I spent quite a bit of time, Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And they are targeting her because some nosy, busybody neighbors called the city on her, snitching her out for her house, which she's lived in for decades, generations. This house has been in her family. Mary Louise Sikorsky is her name, and she can't afford to pay it. I mean, she only receives $1,000 a month. She couldn't really even afford to do the repairs if she wanted to do the repairs. She found a young man, 30-year-old Miles. I don't think they give his last name here. So Miles helped her out. He came in for 16 hours a day, and he worked on her house. He repaired this lady's house. Now, maybe not everything is completely done, but doesn't even matter all the work he did do, because according to Sarasota, the city, the work has to be done by a licensed contractor. And Miles, he's just a handyman. He's just a guy who's willing to help out an old lady.
Right.
And that's not good enough. You old lady, you need to go and get into the phone book and call a licensed contractor so they can come out and charge you $70 an hour or whatever the heck the going rate is. I mean, when I lived in Sarasota, it was $60 an hour. It's probably like $80 an hour now to, you know, come out and swing a hammer just as well as this other guy
did. Of course, what's the motivation for this? Well, the fees the government gets. You got to have to go with them because they have to pay for their licenses to us.
Yeah,
and if you're not using a licensed contractor, we're not getting our cut. And our cut, you know, of all the licenses and of all the regulations that are on the schools that they have to pay and the taxes for the schools to license these people,
mm-hmm.
they're just not getting their cut. If this woman were to just have her house repaired, they wouldn't get anything out of it.
That's an excellent point. Now, of course, you could argue that she's still giving the money or giving the city money in property taxes, but that's
right.
The licensing fees are above and beyond that.
Yeah,
licensing fees are
they have to suck her dry. They need to take all of her money.
Yeah.
That's why they need to take the house from her. I mean, that's ultimately what's going to happen. They're going to just steal her house.
That generally is what happens when people don't pay
She's old. They figured she's old. She's on a fixed income. She can't defend herself. She doesn't have money to pay for lawyers. They'll just steal it.
Well, meanwhile, Sikorsky says she's eternally grateful for Miles for the work he's done. She says, quote, "I can't say all the things he's done. I mean, he's helped me so much. I hate to see him leave."
Yeah.
And I guess he's, you know, to the point where he's realized that, well, whatever he does at this point is not going to actually help her.
Right.
You know, okay, he's fixed up her house, which is awesome, but the city doesn't care.
Right.
It's not about the repairs. It's about the protection racket, which is what you're talking about here, where these licensed contractors go to the city or they go to the state or whoever it is they're getting these licenses from, and then they pay some licensing fee. They probably don't have to prove much in the way of competency. It's probably more just about paying a fee.
Right.
They get the license from the state. They renew it every year or however many years they have to renew it. And then, you know, they're good to go. They get to charge an arm and a leg now
because
they're licensed.
And surely in Sarasota, you know, having lived there, you know, even with this sign on this woman's yard, no one's going to do anything. It's not like people are going to show up with, torches and pitchforks at the houses of the bureaucrats who are responsible for this garbage. No one's one's going to do anything. It's not like old times where people would, you know, protect old ladies. No, now it's, who cares? That's her life.
Now she's
mine.
The target. Yeah. Now she's the victim.
Well,
of the state.
But no one, she's the victim of the state. But what I mean, like, the average person would get involved in protecting an old lady in the past. Now, who cares? It's, you know, I got.
Well, you can't put your. You can't stick your neck out, Johnson. The code enforcement might target you.
Right.
All they got to do is come to your house and they'll find something wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a guarantee. Unless your house just came out of the, you know, manufacturing process, if it was just constructed, maybe then they wouldn't find something wrong, but I bet they probably could.
Right.
Because the codes are just endless. There's always some piddly nonsense in there that they can find you with. And then, so that's what they've done here. It's just a sick story. And unfortunately, you know this is happening all over the country. It's just we happened to see this one. It happened to, you know, sort of ring our bell because we used to live in this place. Mm-hmm. I've probably driven by this lady's house countless times in my life. And, you know, when I see somebody's house that isn't in the best of shape, and some are and some aren't, but when you see that, I don't think anything of it. It doesn't bother me. This woman's neighbors are the cause of the problem here. They're the ones who called the city code enforcer. Now, it is true that in Sarasota, they do have the kind of active code enforcement where the trucks just drive around and look for violations. Some towns and cities, they only respond when they're called. Mm-hmm. But in this case, they will certainly respond when they're called as well. And that's what they've done here. Now they're going to ruin what remains of this lady's life. She was enjoying her life quietly in her home. And now this.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, you can share your thoughts on the 90-year-old woman being targeted by code enforcement. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, let's play a little Dell's advocate here, and then we'll get into the licensing story. It's a wider story that you have about licensing in general, because people will say, well, Johnson, you know, this lady, okay, she may think her house is fine, but the fact is, it was unsafe. And if you bring an unlicensed contractor in there, he's probably not insured. You know, you got to have insurance. Right. You got to have insurance to get licenses.
Yep.
What if he botches up this job? What if he does a repair and then, you know, the door frame falls in and it injures this lady? I mean, she's cutting corners by bringing him in there.
Right.
He may not do as good of a job as a licensed contractor.
So instead, she should have men with guns come take her house from her. Okay.
But what do you say to that, though?
Well, I'm sure she'll be much safer when she's homeless on the streets, you know,
She can go down to the Salvation Army and get some
cook a can of soup on a dumpster fire. It's interesting because internally I was having a little internal monologue when you said, you know, you're not bothered by people's houses. I am, you know, sometimes. Like, I drive around Keene sometimes, and there are a lot of, in New Hampshire in general, actually, there's a lot of places where people let the paint start peeling off their houses, and it's like, that's really easy repair. You know, like, I look around sometimes, I'm like, this entire neighborhood could look awesome if everyone just painted their houses. But here's the thing. The reason why people don't paint their houses is because of the government.
Because if the house looks good, then it'll be assessed at a higher value.
And you have to pay much higher taxes. The property taxes are so high here.
Right, so do all the repairs inside where the government can't see it. Although in New Hampshire, they actually want to come in your house every 10 years to assess the inside of the home.
Right.
And if you don't let them, then they'll assess it at whatever value they want to. So that's a problem. Toll-free number is 855-453. We'll get into licensing in general and why is it even necessary. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free to join us here. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. If people were to recognize that one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that'll happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes this myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read this book. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com. Coming up, Johnson, you'll be telling us about why is it that we need a license for anything at all. We'll tell you about that here. But first, Joe is in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson. Hey, Joe.
Yes, I appreciate the knowledge you share every day on your show. You add a variety. What I called about, I'm from Alabama. In Alabama, when you're 70, they no longer have property tax. But still, as people get older, they have a harder time doing maintenance on their homes. And in Birmingham, they've got a program that's like Habitat for Humanity, except it's done through vocational schools, and you have to qualify. I'm not sure on the qualifications, but the students go out and, as part of their internship, help fix up homes in which people are not able to do because of their fixed income. And I think that's a great program because one bad house can make a neighborhood go down. It's like the bad apple treatment type thing. And so that was just a thought on helping one another through that way. Like Daryl said at the convention, nobody's going to forget Grandma.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely great when people can help out others, but when the government targets them, people are scared. You know, they don't want to stand up for Grandma because they don't want to be targeted themselves, and that's the situation we've gotten ourselves into.
Right, and I wonder also, you talked about insurance, and if, like, a church goes out and helps a lady fix her home up and then something goes wrong, the liability there. So the liability law should be a little bit changed or something to where, you know, everybody, when they get hurt, they want to think they won the lottery. They want to try and get rich off of it. And so that draws back some people wanting to help their neighbors.
Yep, that's true. It certainly doesn't help to have a litigious society as we do here, where people just want to sue at the drop of a hat. And it's all unfortunate. Joe, good thoughts. Thanks for sharing them with us here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. So, Johnson, you had a story from, let's see, what was it, FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education?
That's right, yeah. It's about the, you know, why should anyone have a license requirement for anything? You know, why do we necessarily, you know, need to be doing that?
All right.
Sorry, hold on. I'm having a little bit of a problem loading the story, so I'm going to just load it
well,
different
the
way
the
here.
People who are part of the state would argue that you need it to protect consumers, that licensing is necessary in order to make sure that people get the highest quality of service, and that's why we need the government here.
Okay, well, I want to put forth a scenario for you, and I want you to imagine this. Imagine a United States state where locksmiths, pastoral counselors, home security companies, and acupuncturists do not have to be licensed by the government to do business. They could pursue certification with a private organization if they wanted to, but they could decide not to as well. Would chaos ensue? Recently, the state legislature in this author's home state, Kevin Curry Knight, in his home state of North Carolina, approved draft legislation that would undo the licensing requirements for 15 professions, including locksmithing, pastoral counseling, and acupuncture. At present, practicing in these professions requires licensure by the state, but this bill would dissolve that requirement for these professions.
Hmm.
If this North Carolina law passes, the sky will not fall. It is tempting to assume that the only way professional certification can be effective is if the state does it and if it is mandatory. Neither assumption is true. Take acupuncture. If North Carolina no longer requires acupuncturists to be licensed, private organizations will step in, and as long as customers find value in seeing certified acupuncturists, at least some acupuncturists will voluntarily pursue private licensure. Why should anyone have a license for anything? First, let's ask ourselves when certification is and isn't valuable. Certification reduces what economists call information costs. If I am shopping in a field where choosing a bad provider may be costly, searching for a certified provider may be an easy way to ensure that the provider meets a minimum standard.
Right. So if you don't know, if you don't know anything about what you have to do,
right.
So like I'm not a construction person.
Right.
But let's say you also don't know, you're 90 years old, you're living in
right.
a house, and you don't really have that many people that in your network. You're not
right.
active in the community of contractor types
right.
to where you would have people that have been recommended. You don't know who to call
right.
when it comes to doing some construction work.
Yep. I've had somebody cleaning my house, for example, who is not bonded. They're not licensed to clean.
Are there such licenses? I bet there probably are in some places.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if there are
bonded,
in New Hampshire.
And bonded, you know, like bonded for, you know, insurance and they steal something or, you know, whatever, you know, like they'd be bonded so that you could go after the company. You could sue the company. They would have money there. There would actually be assets. They're forced, you know, in some cases to hold those. So, you know, some people will only hire a bonded company because, you know, you're letting a person in your house and they could...
So what I was going to say about certification is if you don't know who to hire, like if you've been given a recommendation, then that helps. If somebody has told you, oh, yeah, so-and-so is great, well, that helps. But if you've got no information, you have no clue, and you're just literally, you know, if you're 90 years old, you're probably looking through the phone book, or if you're younger, looking through Google or whatever, and it's a contractor A, B, C, D, E through X, and there's, you know, a zillion different choices, how do you know which one to go with? Do you always go with the one with the biggest advertisement? Not necessarily. Maybe you get a better deal off of somebody with a smaller advertisement, and they just don't want to pay as much money.
A lot of people just go word of mouth, too. I mean, that's,
well, that's what I'm saying. If you have no word of mouth, if you're starting from zero, if you have no information whatsoever, certifications can help show you, oh, well, this person's certified by Home Depot or whoever it is.
Angie's List.
Or whoever it would be that would do that certification. And so that would be a good starting point to say, oh, well, this person obviously has jumped through whatever hoops that was necessary to get the certification. And the difference between certification, and I don't know if they get to this in the story, but the difference between certification and the licensing is certification is market-based. Licensing is monopoly-based, meaning that the government forces everyone to jump through their licensing hoops, but certifiers can't do that. So the certifier has to offer something that's valuable. The certifier has to say to a contractor or whoever, oh, well, if you go through our certification process, you know, you'll be certified as, you know, the best contractor, one of the best contractors in the area, as according to this certification company. We've got all this renown, and so that's valuable because it's going to get you more customers. And that can also mean that there's competition in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Maybe one certifier isn't enough. Maybe that one certifier, maybe their certification is kind of questionable. Maybe there needs to be a different certifier to compete with a more stringent set of standards.
Right.
You don't get that with government. You get one size fits all, and almost all the time when it comes to government licensing, it's the existing business owners, the ones who've been around the longest, who sit on the licensing board, and they're the ones who come up with the arbitrary rules that the new potential licensee has to jump through those hoops, and they always set those hoops as high as possible so as to keep new people from getting into the business and continue to lock in theirs. I know there's more to the story.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm talking about that minimum standard that, you know, just a, you know, private certification can even set for that industry.
We'll
for
share
whatever industry.
That with you coming up, and you can share your thoughts with us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts on licensing. Is it necessary?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free. The number for you is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
We're talking about licensing. The government would like you to believe that it's necessary. They're there to keep you safe, keep you from being taken by unscrupulous business people, as though just because someone has a license means they're going to be honest with you? I mean, come on. How many people have had difficult times with licensed contractors not doing what they say they're going to do?
Right.
Or charging you more than what they said they were going to charge you for. Or whatever, bait and switch tactics. I mean, there's all kinds of things out there that people are upset with, and then the license doesn't protect them from that. All it does is it protects the existing business owners from competition.
Licenses are magic.
And you've got more on the story. We'll get to it here in a moment from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education. First, though, let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Neil calling from Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, buddy, talking about licensing and to protect the consumer, let's take this to another level when it comes to consumer. You have to get a license to get married. What's up with that?
Yeah, that's another ridiculous, unnecessary thing. Not only do they want you to have a license so you can love somebody for the rest of your life, but they also really like those marriage licenses because it means they have total control over the divorce process,
mm-hmm.
which benefits mostly the state.
And lawyers
in the
entire system.
Yeah.
It's revenue for the county or the whatever, but that's ridiculous. Nobody should need a license to get married.
People just really refuse to acknowledge. I mean, that's really what it is. That this is like what it is to be, you know, a Republican or a Democrat, is to, on some level, completely refuse to acknowledge that there is a parasite class. Period. And it's growing and growing and growing. It's these people that just want to take money and take and take and take, and people don't want to acknowledge it.
And do nothing for it.
Yeah, they don't acknowledge it, and Republicans won't acknowledge it about the military, and, you know, the left won't acknowledge it, you know, Democrats won't acknowledge it about basically everything else in life. You know, like,
well, the welfare system, welfare system is mostly money goes to the bureaucrats that run the system.
Right.
You know?
I mean, if you own your own home and you want to build your own fence, you got to get a license to put your own fence up. I'm putting it up myself. I don't need a license to protect me from myself.
Right. Well, you do, apparently.
Wait a minute. So there's more than just licenses, right? So there's the license that the contractor is supposed to have,
and
then there's permits on top of that. So then the contractor then has to go and fill out the permit, and then the state gets even more money. And the permit is just that, that's just the state saying, we're not going to come and attack you over this.
You know, and the funny thing is I know the way, you know, my mom is, you know, a lefty, and, you know, her thing would be like, well, you know, we have to protect people. You know, this is what the reason why these things exist is because if they don't, you know, like, let's say you go and you build your fence and you smash your hand off. Well, then who has to pay for it? Then you go to the hospital, and then we, the taxpayers, the rest of us have to pay for your mistake. That's the devil's advocate.
It's just a bunch of bureaucratic BS to get money out of the people.
Sure is. You nailed it, Neil. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number to allow you to join us here is toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl is in Texas, listening online. Hey, Daryl.
Yeah, well, the thing is with me is, like, you know, like everybody, I have to get a license to drive, which is completely stupid. But I also, you know, before driving for Uber and Lyft, I worked in the IT field, and I had certifications from different companies saying, hey, I know what I'm doing when it comes to computers. And that's how people would say, hey, this guy knows how to fix computers, or this guy knows something about the IT field because look at his certifications. For example, you know, if you have the CompTIA certs, they know that you have the basic knowledge to go in there and get the job done. And if they need somebody for networking, they look for somebody with, like, a certification from the company. From
CCNA.
Yeah, the CCNA, CCMP, or
this is a great example of an industry where there are multiple certifications that someone can seek.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there are government licenses for IT or for technical work like that, for computer work.
If they are, they probably aren't worth a damn.
Well, what the government does, which is they use the IT certifications as, you're licensed to work for the government in IT.
Mm-hmm.
Is what they do, which actually...
No, but what I meant was, I don't know if there are any government licenses available to people in IT.
Right.
I don't think there is, because the government's so damn clueless, they don't know how to begin licensing that. They, you know, they still haven't
figured... I think Hillary's putting together a license on how to run emails.
An email server? So that's one of the good things about the IT field is it's unlicensed, but yet there's many professionals who are trustworthy and they have these certifications that you're talking about. So it really is an ideal example of what things would look like in every field, plumbing, contracting, whatever it is we're talking about, without a government license. There would be certifiers.
Yeah, what about doctors where, you know, they're licensed from the government, but they're also, on the other hand, they are board certified, where a board of other doctors say, hey, you're certified to do this, but the government still requires them a license, because these boards also have a right to yank certifications, too, which, you know, I think is good if for anybody to give certifications, that you can yank certifications. This person is like a useless, clueless moron, you know, no matter what they feel.
Good call, Daryl. Anything else you want to share?
That's about it for now.
Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're welcome to comment on licensing if you like. And let's go, though, continuing to your calls and thoughts, because you can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. We have Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to mention that I met a 24-year-old kid. And then he told me, I only got hit by a car two times, you know, one the front end and the back end. And then you know what he said? He said, well, I only got my legs broken. But he said, you know, he was more afraid of getting a red light camera ticket when he got a car. He says he'd rather make sure that nobody has a red light camera, so that if he can't stop and behind the crosswalk, he doesn't want a ticket. So,
well, let me see if I'm following what you said. That was a little confusing. You're saying you met someone who had his legs broken in two car accidents, but yet he is in opposition to red light cameras.
That's correct.
And are you confused by this or upset about it? How do you feel about it?
Well, you know what? This is completely baffling me. You figure that, he only said, I only got my legs broken. Maybe next time he'll be in a wheelchair or he'll be in a coffin. But he doesn't want to pay a red light camera. This is just completely...
What was the circumstance in which he got his legs broken?
Well, I mean, he told me that one time he got hit by a car backing out. And then the other time he got hit by a car going by the front end. But one of those, he got his legs broken. But
were they both at red lights?
I don't know. I did not ask the details.
So you think that because he's been in a car accident means he should all of a sudden support tyrannical red light cameras every intersection?
Accident causing red light cameras, by the way. The reason why most people want to outlaw these red light cameras is because they're extremely unsafe. They cause ridiculous amounts of accidents because people slam on their brakes to not get ticketed, and then people rear-end them.
But, I realized that there was a national trend. They turned off and pulled down half of the red light cameras all across the country. Mm-hmm. It was a trend. And you know what happened? A fatality, it was the highest rate since 19...
We know about
you
your statistics.
So full of it,
your statistics, and it's sad because you're either ridiculously wrong and misinformed, or you're lying.
Yeah, it's probably one of those.
The actual real statistics are exactly the opposite of what you're saying.
Yeah, the fact is the red light cameras cause accidents, and it's been shown time and time again in various studies.
It's why state governments have gone, we kind of have to reverse this. It's not working out.
Right.
Well, we killed 4,800 people last year.
Okay, well, we have no idea if what you're saying is true, and usually when we check your facts, they turn out to be false. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-453.
Does it feel really good to be like, last year in 1,352 people decided to switch over to libertarianism, and I know that, does it feel good to just make up statistics all the time?
I don't do that. So
I mean, it's crazy. I don't understand that, the motivation to do that.
Whenever you start to drill down on Sarah's claims, they fall apart. All you have to do is ask her, where'd you hear that?
Right.
Oh, I heard it on the radio.
I was talking to this guy, James,
because
I live out here in Arizona, and he was telling me all these things about drinking and driving.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two is on the way. We got plenty of time for you. You want to talk about licensing, certification, the government, monopoly, anything that's on your mind goes. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.